With Rutland set to get a new leader on Wednesday, VPR's Nina Keck spoke with outgoing Mayor Christopher Lewis about his loss, his legacy, and the direction of the city.
Last week, as he cleaned out his office, Christopher Lewis was coming to grips with a loss he described in his typically blunt fashion.
I got smoked. I got smoked in this election. I thought it was going to be close. I was not going to be surprised if I lost. I was surprised by the margin.
Lewis got 1,420 votes, compared to nearly 2,200 for David Allaire. Voter turnout was 43%. Lewis has led the city since 2007. As to his legacy, the outgoing mayor says that's for others to figure out. But he says he's proud of his efforts to repair the city's aging infrastructure and revitalize Rutland's downtown. He says steps the community and local police have taken to reduce drugs and crime have gained national attention, and he's proud of that too. Nonetheless, he says this election was about refugee resettlement and his efforts to bring in 100 Syrians fleeing the civil war in their homeland. Lewis stands by his decision. Rutland is a microcosm of the debate over immigration that's going on nationwide, he says, and he believes fear is winning.
Donald J.'s small-minded efforts to shut the doors of this country on those who are fleeing for their lives is going to manifest itself in Rutland by having those first two families being the last two families. I don't hold out a great deal of hope.
Lewis worries actions by President Trump and results from last week's vote will curb the community activism that sprung up around resettlement.
The progress, the momentum, the optimism in this community has been dealt a serious blow. And that's the type of blow that doesn't recover quickly. And it took us, frankly, 20 years to get to where we are now. And I think we're going to see a slide back.
But Tom Donahue, a former president of the Rutland City Board of Aldermen and longtime political observer, disagrees. He believes there were other issues in the race that cost Lewis's job besides refugees, including a disagreement over restructuring the city fire department and newly empty storefronts downtown. Donahue says Lewis did a tremendous job leading the city through multiple crises, including the recession, a severe windstorm, and Tropical Storm Irene. And he commends the outgoing mayor for efforts like Project Vision, Rutland Welcomes, and the Creative Economy, grassroots efforts that he says have moved Rutland forward. But Donahue disputes Lewis's claim that community activism will fade under a new administration.
Actually, to the contrary, I think Rutland has a huge opportunity here to move forward, and I say that in two respects. One is I had just attended the Project Vision meeting yesterday, and the same collaboration of folks were in the room, and I didn't feel any difference in the room and the level of commitment and enthusiasm.
And secondly, he says if President Trump delivers on his promise to invest heavily in infrastructure and job development, incoming Mayor David Allaire and Rutland will benefit. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Rutland.